Six Russian military intelligence officers have been charged by the US for their part in masterminding a series of high-profile global cyber attacks targeting foreign companies, governments and critical infrastructure and even the Olympic Games. The US Justice Department says the computer hackers are responsible for the most disruptive and destructive series of attacks ever known. And authorities here in New Zealand appear to have helped with the US Justice Department's years-long investigation. Here's our reporter, Sarah Robson.
The US Assistant Attorney General for National Security, John Demers, says no country has weaponized its cyber capabilities as maliciously as Russia. In their cyber attacks, the hackers managed to cause power blackouts in Ukraine, disrupt the 2018 Winter Olympics, and interfere with the French elections in 2017. In June that year, they unleashed the NotPetya ransomware attack, which infected computers around the world, crippling critical infrastructure and resulting in billions of dollars in losses, as tech expert Paul Brislin explains.
It affected businesses all around the planet, including most notably probably the Danish shipping company Møller Mærsk, who were completely locked out of their IT system for quite some time. And it disrupted shipping and communication all around the planet for them.
Paul Brislin says it was a logistical nightmare for Mærsk.
They couldn't say what was on any particular container. They couldn't say which containers were on any particular ship. It was very much down to a manual backup process. And when you're running a global operation like that, so much of it is digitized these days that turning back to a manual paper-based process and just phoning people on ships by satellite phones, you know, that really doesn't work terribly well.
In February 2018, the GCSB was among the international agencies to condemn the NotPetya attack and point the blame at the Russian government. Announcing the charges today, the US Justice Department said it had significant cooperation and assistance from a number of governments, foreign authorities and intelligence agencies. New Zealand was name-dropped on the list. The minister responsible for New Zealand's spy agencies, Andrew Little, couldn't say exactly what New Zealand's involvement in the investigation was.
It's a very sort of scant reference to New Zealand. There are a number of New Zealand authorities that would assist in something like this. Look, we know that cyber threats and cyber security issues dominate around the world. We will have assisted in some way, but it's not quite clear what that assistance is in this case.
IT security expert Daniel Ayres says there are a number of ways New Zealand could have assisted.
That could have been support through the GCSB in terms of either intelligence gathering or if there were any victims here in New Zealand passing information on, or it could have been other government agencies who were either victims or targets.
In a statement, the GCSB said it doesn't comment about specific matters which are subject to proceedings in the jurisdictions of its overseas partners. The police referred any questions about their possible involvement to the US Justice Department. Despite the charges being laid, Daniel Ayres doubts the hackers will ever see the inside of an American courtroom.
But it does send a message that the Americans are tracking and are able to identify these people and know what they're up to, and I suspect that that's intended to serve as a disincentive for state-sponsored actors who don't like that sort of attention.
The US Justice Department says the hackers used some of the world's most destructive malware in their attacks. They have been charged with conspiracy, computer hacking, wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and false registration of a domain name. The likes of Google, Facebook, and Twitter also provided assistance in the investigation. Mō te hōtaka o te ahi ahi, ko Sarah Robson, aho.